Today on Be'ezah Hashem we learn Daf Pei Vav and Masechtas Gittin. Some of the topics we learned about include Shleisha Gittin Pesulin, V'mnisis Havlad Kosher. The Mishnah mentions three Gittin that are disqualified midirabbanan. Therefore, Liketchila she may not marry with such a get, but by the evid, if she did marry, her child is not a mamzer. Kosebik Sav Yodai V'ein Lav Edim. If the husband wrote the get himself but no witnesses signed it, Yesh Lav Edim V'ein Beizman. If Edim did sign the get but the date was not included, Yesh Beizman V'ein Bei Ela Erechad. If the date was included but only one witness signed. The Machlek is Remeir and Rebbe Lazar as to whether Edim must sign the actual get. Remeir holds Eid Chasim Mekarti. The Edim must sign the get because the Kasev refers only to the Chasim of the signatures but not to the Ksiva, the text of the get. While Rebbe Lazar holds Edim Asir Mekarti. The Edim need only to witness the delivery, but they do not need to sign the get because the Chasev refers to only the Ksiva but not to the Chasima. The Machlek is Rav and Shmuel regarding Ksav Sefer Be'ed. If a scribe wrote the get and only one Eid signed, is the get Kasher Liketchila or pasla midai raisa? The Mishnah's halacha regarding shnayim shasholchu shnei gitin shavim v'nes arvu, nesin shneim lezu v'shneim lezu. If two husbands sent two identical gitin with one shliach, but he mixed them up, the shliach must first hand both gitin to one wife and then hand both gitin to the other wife.